On Monday evening, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials showed up at the Cruz family household in Sparta. Mrs. Cruz, who didn't want to give her full name because she fears deportation, says they were looking for a man with a criminal record who had the same name as her husband, but their photos did not match. She says ICE officials still took her husband away, and now she doesn't know where he is. Mrs. Cruz says he does not have a criminal record.
We have been really good people here for quite a few years, and I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they don't even call me. He cannot call me. I need some help.
The Cruz family has lived and worked in the area for 13 years as undocumented immigrants, and they have two children. An ICE spokeswoman says 12 men were arrested in Monroe, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties. She says most had criminal convictions, including battery, drunken driving, or bail jumping. Lawyers, religious leaders, and immigration advocates are still trying to sort out the details. Some think that more than 12 people were detained. Chuck Behrens is an immigration attorney with Catholic Charities in La Crosse. He's still gathering information on each case, but says chances are not each person that was arrested may have committed major crimes.
If people commit felonies, I guess part of me is like, you got to face the music, right? But there's a lot of people who aren't felons who could realistically be on this list. And now their wives are at home wondering what to do.
Catholic Charities and other organizations are working with the families of the detained immigrants. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.